Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizik Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back to gather as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making today's call part of your day, on Yom Shlishi, the third day of the month of Sivan, the 47th day of the Omer. We continue to hold Achenu Kobi Yisrael in our hearts, davening for our brave Chayalim, for all those standing on the front lines protecting our people. May he who gives salvation to kings and dominions, princes whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, grant wisdom and righteous counsel to the President of the United States and all who guide this nation. May he protect and bless the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces, granting them strength, courage, and safe return. May the decisions of America's leaders bring peace, security, and stability to all. May the Supreme King of Kings and his mercy put into their hearts and the hearts of all their counselors and officials to deal kindly with us and all of Israel. In their days and in ours, may Yehuda be saved and Israel dwell in safety. May the Redeemer come to Zion. May this be his will. Ben Omar, Amen. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yaakov Gibber of the Boca Jewish Center in Boca Raton, Florida, Shari Tefila, share words of Divrei Chizik. Following Rabbi Gibber's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, Peret, Chaf, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew, then translated into English. Then Rabbi Gibber will lead us in the Mishnah Berach for our dear Chayalim, Mishnah Berach L'cholim, for those who are in need, collectively, of a Refuah Shalema, pausing for about 30 seconds so that each of us can insert the names of all those we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. With that, the chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Gibber.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Herman, and I'm deeply grateful to the officers and to the leadership of the Orthodox Union for inviting me to participate in this daily Tehillim and Chizik call. And of course, to all of you, the devotees, tuning in each and every day with open hearts to being uplifted and very inspired. Of course, we know that this coming Thursday night, Friday, and Shabbos, we will celebrate the seminal event in the history of our people. This Zman Matan Tereseinu Kabbalas HaTorah, the receiving of the Torah at Har Sinai, what it meant for us then, what it means for us now, not just a historical event, a pastime, but rather something that's a re-acceptance of the Torah today. But also Bazman Hazeh. Of course, there are so many different minhagim customs that we have on Shavuot, one of which is that we read Megillas Ruth. And of course, there are so many themes and so many lessons to be learned from what it was the story teaches and how it inspires. But there's one that I think is so important and so instructive and so necessary, and for every single person that is listening, every single person an opportunity to introspect and understand what this story means to every one of us. We, of course, know that Megillas Ruth begins with the narration that a man from Beit Lechem, from Bethlehem, in the territory of Yehuda, he went to live in the fields of Moab. And the reason why he went to live in the fields of Moab is because of the famine that was severe in Eretz Yisrael. Now, when the Megillah first tells us of this person's departure, he's mentioned anonymously, just as a man. The Pasuk tells us in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, Vayelech Ish mi Beis Lechem, Yehuda Legor Bistei Moav, Hu Veishto Shnei Bonov. It's interesting to know that it's just in this certain anonymous sense. His name is not mentioned. However, it is not that we remain guessing about his identity for very long. It's in the very next Pasuk that we're told that the name of this man is Elimelech. V'shem Ha'ish, Elimelech V'shem Ishto Naomi. This is his name and this is his wife's name. The question, of course, can be asked, why not write this story more economically and tell us the name of the man and what he did in just one pasuk, in one verse? Why the mystery of the first pasuk followed immediately by the revelation of his identity in the second pasuk? And it's very interesting to note that the very same type of sentence construction occurs in a different place in the Torah. The pasuk tells us, the verse teaches us in Perek Beis in the second chapter, pasuk Aleph, Vayelech Ish Beis Levi Vayikach, as Bas Levi, a man went from the house of Levi and he married the daughter of Levi. The Torah later identifies these mysterious individuals, of course, as we know, as Amram and Yocheved, the parents, the mother, and the father of Moshe Rabbeinu. So again, why the initial mystery? Why not just say straight out, and Amram went and married Yocheved? The Bala Turim points out that these two places are the only times in Tanakh where the Torah uses the expression Vayelech Ish, and a man went out. The Bala Turim explains in Talmud that a posik that says, a man that went from the tribe of Levi brought about the first Goel, the first Redeemer, Moshe Rabbeinu, and the posik, a man went out from Beis Lechem, from Bethlehem, Yehuda, led to the final Redeemer, to the final Goel, Mashiach, who will descend from David HaMelech, a descendant of Ruth. The Mefarshim elaborate and explain on this Bala Turim to teach that a person who produces the Redeemer, the Goel Yisrael, can be an anonymous person. One does not have to be a great leader of his generation, identified, known to all, an Amram or an Elimelech to produce the Redeemer. Any Jew, any person, has the capability, has the potential, has the possibility of producing a child who will be the greatest person in his generation, and in fact, a Goel Yisrael, and in fact, a Redeemer. One does not necessarily need to be great himself or have superior lineage or wealth or any power. Any anonymous Jew can potentially produce the future leader of the Jewish people. Something that is so important for everybody to remember, for everybody to understand, for everybody to think about, because at the end of the day, every single person can make a difference. There's an incredible story about Rabbi Beryl Wein, the Zichrono Livracha, that is related so eloquently by Rabbi Pesach Kron Shlita, that captures this very idea. As a young boy growing up in Chicago, Rabbi Wein, he attended a drosha, a speech, given by then the first chief rabbi of the state of Israel, Rabbi Yitzhak Halevi Herzog. And he came to Chicago, he came to the United States, the room was packed, it was filled with Rabbonim, Askanim, Bochrim, and the community members at large. There was a sense that something important was about to be said, something was palpable, tangible, felt in the air. Rabbi Herzog, he spoke about the thousands of Jewish children who had been taken in by non-Jewish families during the war, children who in many cases would never come back home. He described his efforts and how much time he spent trying to save them, to retrieve them, his pleas, his feelings, his davening, his heartbreak, his inability to bring them all home. And with tears in his eyes, he shifted his voice and got very serious. It was something that nobody who was there would ever forget. He looked out into the crowd and at the boys who were sitting there listening, and he asked a question that cuts through everyone else who was there. What are you going to do for the children of Klal Yisrael, for the children of the Jewish people? Are you going to remain idle, or will you stand up and stand tall and stand proud for who it is we're meant to be representative of? He didn't leave it vague. He didn't let it drift into inspiration and then immediately to just disappear. He repeated it with urgency, with intensity. What are you, each and every one of you, going to do? After the drosha, one by one, the boys came forward to shake the hand of the chief rabbi who was visiting from Eretz Yisrael. When young Beryl Wein, who was just a child at the time, when he reached him, Rabbi Herzog looked him in the eyes, locked eyes with him, and asked him very directly, will you remember what I said? What are you going to do for the children of Klal Yisrael? That question stayed with him. Years later, that young boy became, of course, the famous Rabbi Beryl Wein, a rabbi, a rav, a historian, a master storyteller, an orator, who brought Jewish history to life and shaped the way a generation understands its past, appreciates its present, as inspired and as animated for the future. Rabbi Wein would later say that whenever he felt tired, exhausted, whenever he felt overwhelmed and considered slowing down, those very words of Rabbi Herzog would come back to him, not as a memory, but as a responsibility. And this is a very important theme of Megillat Shavuos and really the Yom Tov of Shavuos, where we accept ourselves, our connection to the Torah and to each other, to take that achrayus and to take that responsibility seriously, not as a memory, but something that animates our present and ultimately inspires our future. Amen. We continue with Kapitel Chaf, Psalm chapter 20. I'm going to say, Ach Mizmor LeDavid. Yancha Adonai b'yom tzara yisagevcha sheim ele Yaakov. Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh u'mitzion yisodeka. Yizkor kol minchisecha v'lotzcha yidash neselo. Yitem lecha achel v'vecha v'chol atzol tzicha yimolei. Yiran adav yishu atzecha v'shem eluhenu nidgol yimolei Adonai kol mishah lo yisecha. 121. Yeman Hashemesh lo yakeko, v'yoreyach bolaylo. Adonai shmorcho mikol ro yishmor es nafshecho. Adonai shmor tzeitzcho uvoyecho me'ato v'yad oylom. Epistle Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Tirana aloi zvima amokim kilosicho Adonai. Adonai Shema Vikoliti Hienos Nechokashi Vois Likot Achanunoi Ima Voinoi Tishmoyo Adonai Mi Yaamoid Imcha Haslicha Adonai Amiti Vorei Kivisi Adonai Kiso Nafshi Volidvaroi Hoicholti Nafshi Adonai Mishomrim Laboiker Shemrim Laboiker יחל ישראל אל אדוני, כי אם אדוני החסד, והרבה עמו יפדוס, והוא יבדה את ישראל מכל אבוני סוב. אחינו, כל בית ישראל, הנשונים בצרו ושביו, העומדים, בין בים ובין ביבשה, מקום ירחם עליהם, וציין במצרד הברכה, ומפעילו לאוירו, ומשיבו בגאולה, Hashtar ba'agolo v'zman kuriv, v'noimar omein. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or in captivity on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light and from oppression to freedom now, swiftly and soon. And let us all together say, Amen. Mishaberach for Israeli defense forces. Mishaberach aluseinu Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov v'yivareches chayelei tzvo ha'aganol Yisrael v'anshei koichos ha'bitachon ha'omdim al mishmar etzeinu v'arei Eloheinu migvul ha'levanon v'ad midbar Mitzrayim min hayam ha'gadol ad lovoi ha'arovo v'chol makrim shehem v'yabasho v'avir v'yom yitein Adonai esoveinu ha'komim aleinu nigofim lifneihem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'Yatzilus Chayeleinu Mikol Tzar V'Tzuko Mikol Nega U'Machla Yishlach Bracha V'Hatzlacha B'Chol Ma'aseh Yedehem Yad V'Etzoneinu Tachtehem Prem B'Chesed Yeshua Ateres Nitzachon Yikuyam Bohem HaKosuv Ki Adonai Eloheichem Eloheichem Lachem V'Yilachem Lachem Im Oizeichem L'Shiaschem V'Noymar Amen. Yishaberach L'Chol in prayer for the sick. Yishaberach Avoseinu Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov Moshe V'Aharon Dovid U'Shlomo Yivorech V'Yirape Es Acholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimolei Rachamim Olov Lachalimoi V'Rapoiso Lachazikoi Lachayoso Yishlach Lo Mehera Refua Shlema Min HaShemayim Ramach Ivorov Usoch Yidov Besoch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael Refua Sanefesh Refua Saguf Hashta Be'agolov Yisman Koriv V'Nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Gibber. Great to have you back on. We look forward in your time to having you on again in the near future. I also want to thank Rebecca Levy, as always, for all of her coordination. an organization behind the scenes. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day.